Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends you and I are, this is happening throughout up to the hour 8, Tuesday Live, the name of the show. Hey, Johan, thank you so much, man. Remember the hat that you made me wear when we were in your house? Yeah, when we were in your house in Cape Town, I wore that hat. So I put it on my pictures today and people were commenting and they say I look handsome. Hey, people are lying to me, man. They say I look handsome and I know I don't, man. I know I don't. And so, the hat, you know, the hat, that sovereign, that souvenir hat that you kept of the statesman who passed away many, many years. He used to be a minister of police and he became prime minister. Come on. You remember? And I was wearing his hat. It was good because I was writing about that person, I think in my master's degree, I was writing about that person. And there, I get to wear his hat. Nice. So I was just telling you, man, it got people talking on social media, the issue of the... I didn't say where the hat comes from. They were just saying, wow, you look nice. So I was just, you know, crossing my fingers that you shouldn't see it, because you would comment that, yo, that hat belongs to President so-and-so. I gave it to Ray to wear that day. On his birthday. Anyway, thank you, Johan. He's back with you tomorrow.
Phila ubomi nathi. Mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
All right. I want to start with a good song, man. I want to start with a good song. This is a song I used to play while in the streets, and then I went to join my father. And then he bought this. There's a place called Watlu, just next to Mamelodi, and just there on top of Estres. And there used to be a place called Babelehi and all those things and stuff. And there used to be a shop that was very famous with music. So we went there. We were going there to record. That's how I got to see it. And one of the songs that he really... brought over, which was a song that was good in those days, is this one by George Benson.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
What a beautiful song there, the music of George Benson. Those days, man, those days. What a good song. All right, when I mimic the guitar, what did you say, Professor? You said what?
My brother, don't put me on the spot. He said, I wanted to talk about Ezinga Soze Zabu. Do you remember that show in Ukhozi a while ago? But I was not understanding what was happening
on the song.
I can't even tell which songs were sung there, which songs were played at the time, but I remember that.
You know, they were playing some good songs there, man. Do you remember Kansela Namankenjani? I mean, he got saved. And
really?
I was able to produce at least two of his albums, man. We were able to produce them visually and not lyrically, visually. and to promote them.
I even put him
on Gospel Gold, you know. Wow. Yeah. We are so busy.
Yeah, oh, I remember my music also.
Yeah.
Those are the times of Radio Zulu. I only knew one station, just to tell you. I only knew one station. All other stations were not familiar to me.
Do you remember Kansas City though?
Yes.
And then Upodloza?
That's the one I knew, and Upodloza.
Podloza.
And Yeah.
Oh, Malindi.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
And Tutukoza. So yeah. Those are the ones I remember.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that was long ago. Anyway, how are you, Professor? How are you? I'm talking to Professor Buyisondezi from the University of Johannesburg. A professor, indeed. She has done her researches, man. I see honorary that is within inverted commas.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm very well, by the grace of the Father. Mm. I greet your family as well. I hope they are doing well, by the grace of Yahushua Mashiach. I also greet Brother Baruch here in the mighty name of our King and our beautiful family of the pulpit. I greet you all. It's yet another day that we will be together in the presence of the Most High. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We are going to be having Robert Mahamba. He is going to be talking to us also on the issue. Remember that tonight we are talking about good services. What are good services even all about? To believers, what are good services even all about? And at 8 o'clock, I'm talking to men, and we are making it very ordinary. I'm talking to very, very, very ordinary people. You know, not people who come, No. Very ordinary person who is doing his business, a township, and the challenges that are there. It's happening at 8. It's going to be great. All right. Baruch, yeah, we can't get hold of him. I don't know why. And thank you, Rev. Mahamba is going to be talking to us also on the subject. He just sent me a message and said to me, I am on it. He said that. And I had wished that we'd be able to talk to Amelia Mabaso, but I don't know if we will be able to talk to her. You know, she's busy. But also, Malita Timutsuso, we will be talking to her also on this issue. And we'll also be talking to my former co-presenter, man, in the olden days when we were doing these shows. That, you know, there's a show that won an award, the evening show that we do. It won an award, I think, 2 weeks back. I saw it all over the media. And someone sent me a message, and also Anika, one of my managing directors, sent a message and said to me, "Hey, Mona, you've won an award. I've accepted it on your behalf." Ah, Anika is so sweet, man. So go to all these when they present awards, because I'm so shy, man. I don't like public scrutiny. So Anika must just go there, you know. You won't believe. Even a camera here in the studio, ngivalenge page, limhlophe.
Really?
Yeah. And then
you don't
someone,
have anyone to look at you.
Actually. And Johan Els has, says that hat, very, very, it's a Stetson, the hat that was worn by John Foster. He still has the hat. And if you can remember John Foster, he had this black hat that he used to wear. Johan collected that hat. And then he said to me, "My brother, where is it?" So
he now owns it.
Yeah, as he collects. And so we visited his house. I drove to his house in Cape Town. And then he showed me, amongst many things, I saw this. So I was just interested to shoot a photo on this and laughing, you know. And then some 2 days ago, I put the photo on a status somewhere. you know, of a social media somewhere, because I'm not using phones. Ah! And people started talking and saying, "You're handsome," and I know they were lying. So, Johan is honest. Johan is honest. Johan just said straight to me, said, they say you're handsome. Ah, ha, 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 ha. I was laughing at them. Just sent me a message.
But why wouldn't you believe that?
Today, don't believe everything you hear. Don't believe everything you hear. We're talking about good services, and we trust the Father will do you good, grace you so much in a mighty way. What these good services are even all about, we will be touching into them. If we say a service is good, what is it that we see in that service? How is it done? Is it done with promptness? Then we say, this is a good service. When it is done with an undivided heart, we say, this is a good service. When it is done in humility, we say, this is a good service. When it's done with joy, we say, this is a good service. And we look also at the example of the Messiah in his services, or the Messiah as a servant, you know. So, and also as a servant for the people, his service for the people, you know, what it is even all about. If our services are good, Professor, if they are good, I look into 1 Kings 19:21. If our services are good, they should be like this. Check out Elisha. Elisha turned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slaughtered them and boiled their flesh using the oxen's equipment and gave it to the people, and they ate. Then he rose and followed Elijah and became his servant. Your services must be able to nourish the people. If you ever have a friendship, a companionship, or a talkship, or whatever with anyone, they should be able to revert and say, "But this I have learned from this person, and now I realize this person was just serving me. I was able to feed from that person a particular nobility of knowledge. I was able to feed a particular aspect of truth from that person." When you look into Mark chapter 10 verse 43, it says, "Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant." Good services, it is when we basically are a servant to everyone. I must be a servant, a cheerleader to Professor Buyisondes. I knew her when she was still a doctor. And then she said, I said, "I'm your cheerleader." And then she said to me the other day, "Brother, as from today, you must stop calling me doctor. I am professor." And I realized, you. Muntu toli promotion. Nazo, okay. And I went for it. And of course, all over the world, things that she has written, everything. If you just check on what she has written, her articles and stuff, you could see all over the world. I'm like her servant. And this is what the good word says. You must be a servant to others. If you want your services to be good, be a servant. Not a proprietor. No, be a servant. And then when you look into Mark 10:44, it says, "And whoever of you desires to be first shall become a slave of all." You make sure that people achieve long before you. Shift for people to achieve. Shift for people to live great lives. Add value into their lives. Something like that. A servant. He's a slave. Be a slave to all. Serve them. Meet their needs. Hey. When you look at Luke 10, verse 36 and 37, it says, "So which of these three do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, 'He who showed mercy on him.' Then Yahusha said to him, 'Go and do likewise.'" If my service is good, it must be full of mercy. It can't be full of ruthlessness and revenge and all those kinds of things. It must be full of mercy and forgiveness. I was talking to Omi Api now and talking, and then I was saying, you know, I'm praying for particular people, regardless of what they did, that they be saved. And continuously, I remember saying to them, you know, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And if my service is good, it should be filled with grace. It should be filled with mercy. Not merit, that it should be accorded to me as an achievement. I can't be giving you 3,000 rands on your hand, Professor, while at the same time my other hand is having my cell phone that records you. That's what we see these days. People record their good services. They're no longer good because you are glorifying yourself.
Yeah.
John chapter 13, verse 14 says, if I then, your Elohim and teacher, have washed your feet, if I, as your Elohim and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Ziningi izinto ezisingcolisayo la emhlabeni. And we must wash one another's feet instead of dragging each other to what we call scanner boom or places of scandalizing one another. We should not. All of us are fallible at some stage. You see me now? Let's go back to Usishaga Gashaye. Gutini, ubona mina namhlanje bayobona wena kusasa. This is one man they wanted to erase from history, man, but his words keep on surfacing through word of mouth. Ubona mina namhlanje bayobona wena kusasa. And it's very important that as believers, we become those kinds of people who say one to another, you know, let me wash your feet. To wash one another's feet, it means let me remove the stress and the challenges of your serious things that you have met on your journey, and how things had not been going well in your life and all those things. Let me be able to be that kind of believer who makes sure that you are right by relieving that which is stressing you. Let me wash your feet. Let me give comfort to you. My services should be able to comfort you. Not to condemn you, to comfort you. We talk about that. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.com. co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Your daily companion, Radio Pulpit, it is. Professor, you are back. You lost me somewhere in translations, ne?
Yeah, something happened there. I don't even know what was it.
It looks like the lightning of Joburg, you know. Wow, you know this lightning of Joburg, eh? Ngathi lousy nyani ni tipi. Ngizathi mina I'm broadcasting kahle la ngumangela ngisakuze mangithi professor You are gone.
I'm so sorry. I was like wondering why things just switched off like that. But yeah, we're back. We thank the Father.
Yeah. Okay. Professor, we were talking about the very notion. So you heard the things, the verses I was reading. Did you hear them?
Yes, I did. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you. What comes to mind then? When we speak of good services, what comes to mind?
Good services, Brother Ray, goes a long way because they define our identity, who we are, whose we are, who do we believe in. They also tell us about our character. But these are the deliverables. These are the actions. These are the works that we do as the children of God. And what when we do these things, they are meant to reveal the goodness of the Father. They are meant to reveal Him. They are meant to reveal His attributes. They are meant to reveal His character. Because when we do good services, we are doing them for the Lord, that we may show up who He is and what He has done in our lives. So you were giving an introduction where you spoke about the good services meeting the needs of others. And we see this happening from the Father when He came bringing the Son Yahushua HaMashiach to meet the needs of the people who needed salvation at the time. So good services are done so that the needs of others can be met. And he also spoke about good services as the works of mercy, as the works of grace, as the works that show that you are not going to judge people according to what they've done and who they are, but you reveal the goodness despite what they've done. So these are good services. And when we do good services as the children of God, we don't do them to get reward. We don't do them to be paid. We don't do them because we want compliments. And you even made an illustration that sometimes when you go to give, when we do these things, the other hand has a camera on that you need to take a picture, you need to take a video to show up that you have done these good works. And this is not the heart of serving. This is not a heart that we need to have when we do these good services, because we do them for the people we are doing them for, but we're doing them to reflect and to depict the Father whom we serve, not for self-gratification and not to be seen by people, not so that we can appear in other platforms as people who are doing the good things, and we do these things to show up the Father. So these are the things we're talking about today, good services, which are meant to bring comfort into the hearts of the needy, to bring comfort into those who are in distress at that particular point in time. I want to start from where you started, when you started by quoting the book of 1 Kings 19:21, and we're finding there Elisha and the servant, the servant Elisha and Elijah, where Elisha had to give up everything because he wanted to serve Elijah. But what he started by doing is to slaughter everything, the cattle, the oxen that he had. He slaughtered and served the people without expecting any reward because he wanted to serve the servant of God. And there we are seeing a picture of someone who denied himself of everything that he had, who left everything just for him to become a servant. And he even said to be a servant is to be a slave. And when you are a slave, it's not because you want to be burdened by something else or by somebody, but you want to reveal the heart of God and you want to serve so that the glory of the Lord will manifest. So when Elisha there was serving Elijah, he was doing it for the glory of the Lord, because after Elijah had to take over. But before this could happen, we are seeing a service being rendered. We are seeing someone submitting. We are seeing someone surrendering the good things that he had. So in servicing people and serving others, it's more about surrendering what you could do and what you had. And you are doing that for the sake of the benefit of others. So it's a work of selfishness that we need to do or to render to people so that the glory of the Father would manifest. And we are doing this unconditionally. I think that's the bottom line that we must always have at the back of our minds, that when we are servants doing these good services as the children of God, we are not doing it to benefit ourselves, but we are doing this selflessly so that we can reveal the Father. We become servants of the Most High, not the service of the people we are serving. I think this is what you must also understand, that when we do good services, let us forget about people we are serving and look at the one who has sent us to render that service. If we can have that at the, in front of us, we are serving God as we serve people, then we will do that work with diligence. We shall serve them with diligence, and there wouldn't be any condition in our service to people, because we know we would be serving the Father himself as we continue doing the works of mercy unto the people whom the Father has sent us to. You also quoted an example of a good Samaritan who was serving the one who was being robbed by robbers. And then we are seeing somebody there rendering services unto somebody whom he did not know, simply because he needed to reveal the love of the Father. So what he did there is to do the works that the Father would do. So when we talk about good services, we are delivering the works that the Father would deliver if he were here himself. We are doing the work that Yahusha would do if he was here himself. And we see him doing this before he could be crucified. He washes the feet of his disciples, and then he says, this is what you must be doing, or you must do to others. We find that in John 13, verse 14. It says, if I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. We are seeing him doing the work of service to his disciples so that he can teach them what they must do when he had departed. And you explain this very well, that in washing someone else's feet, you are removing the burden that the person is experiencing, probably on a daily basis or for the rest of his life or up until this time. But you're saying, I am here to assist you. I am here to make sure that which you've been experiencing get lightened by me coming and carrying and removing some of the dirt and removing some of the things that have made you dirty to a point where you become reliable and dependable to that person whom you're washing feet. So we are being told about serving one another, becoming slaves of one another, but not with the notion of being burdened that you are doing, by burdened by the act that you are doing, but by portraying and revealing the Lord who is in you, in the same way that Yahusha revealed the love of the Father by serving others. So good services is about the servanthood that we are showing and portraying to one another. And as we continue doing that service and that work of servanthood reveals him, and it's also the means of preaching the gospel of the one who came to serve us. If we could look at the work of the cross holistically, the love of the Father bringing his Son to us that he may serve us, and he served us to a point of salvation. So we look at the salvation as a service that was given to the humankind by the Father himself. So he served us to a point of death. And what we normally do, Brother Ray, that when we do some services, you want to be patted our back, we want to be rewarded, but we don't see the Father demanding that reward when he did this service of bringing his Son, that he could become the slave for us, that he became a servant for us. So that was a service. Other than him bringing Yahusha to be the servant that he became, we wouldn't be talking about salvation today. I think we are missing that part of good services in us rendering services to other people, which is why when we do these things, even socially, we think we must benefit. We are unable to serve and to service the communities if there's nothing that you're going to get back, which is why we'll have these high tenders and we'll ask yourself the question, what will I gain if I start helping this community? What is it that will be of benefit to me if I would assist this community that is in poverty, that is in distress? Because we have missed the point of a good service as the children of God. What we must understand is that good service is about the preaching of the good God who has come to our life, whom we are carrying and whom we are continually confessing as our Lord and Savior. So good service, again, is about rendering tender mercies. You spoke about this earlier on. It's about showing kindness. It's about showing humility to people who deserve that humility. It's about showing meekness. We can read that from Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 to 13, which says, therefore, as an elect elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. So when we are rendering good services, we must put on the tender mercies. We must show mercy. We must show kindness. So that's about good services. We must show long-suffering. Sometimes we give up so early. Sometimes we get annoyed earlier when people do not respond the way they should respond, or they do not respond the way we expect them to respond. So we will lose sometimes self-control. We don't want to be patient with people. But when we have to render good services so that people can be drawn to the kingdom of Yahusha, we need to show meekness. We need to show long-suffering. We also need to show humility, irrespective of your status, irrespective of who you are, irrespective of the name that you bear. And the Father tells us we need to bear with one another. We need to be patient with one another. That's good services. We need to forgive one another, which is something that is very, very difficult for most of us to render to others, because we always hang on to the pain. We hang on to the experience that we had about those people, and we end up not forgiving one another. But if we are not going to forgive one another, we are not rendering good services to those people. We are not portraying the Father who has forgiven us, and we are not reflecting the King as we are expected to be the representative of the kingdom of the Most High. And again, the Bible tells us that if we have to forgive one another, we have to, because the Father forgave us. There is no way, Brother Ray, we will be known to be the children of the Most High if we do not portray forgiveness and love. And He says in His word, this is how they should know you, by loving one another, that you are my disciples. It is impossible to love people if you cannot forgive them. It's impossible to say you are the child of God who reveals the love of God, but you are not forgiving the people of God. So it means in loving them is also the forgiveness that you must continually give them. Unfortunately, we are expected to forgive daily. We are expected to forgive time and again, so that we can continue to reveal and to reflect the Father whom we are declaring in our lives. He says, you shall be known by this. That's John 13, verse 34 to 35. He has given us a new commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Good services is about revealing the Father. Good services is about keeping the commandment of the Lord. And one of the main commandment, or the important commandment, is the commandment of love of one another. When we love one another, it is easy to forgive one another. When we love one another, it is easy to bear with one another. We can show the works of mercy. We can show grace to one another. And by so doing, we are revealing that we are the disciples of the Most High. When we are the disciples of the Most High, we shall serve the people of God in the same way that Yahusha served us. So in good services, we are depicting what He has done to us. And as I started earlier on, I said the good services are about the works, are about the actions, are about the deliverables that are expected from believers. And these are meant to reveal the Father, meant to reveal who He is. They are meant to communicate about His existence. Good services are meant to communicate about the attributes and the character of the Father whom we serve. I cannot say I'm a child of God if I do not love. I cannot say I'm a child of God if I cannot serve my fellow brethren. I cannot say I'm a child of God if I still hold grudges against you as my fellow brother. So in other words, in good services, we learn to live in a way that Yahusha would live. We learn to portray what you would have portrayed if we were here. We become the reflection of His true identity. We become who He is. And when we do this, we are able to draw others into the kingdom of God. And by showing these tender mercies to one another, forgiving one another, be kind to one another, we are being the people who are reflecting His glory, reflecting His love. And these services make Him the God who He is. We glorify Him by the works that we do. There's no any other way we can show who He is other than by us serving others.
Sure. Thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate.
Thola inkuthazo yakho nokuphakanyisa kanye nokuqiniswa imihla namalanga ekhasini lethu leFacebook. Hlanganyela nomphakathi weRadio Pulpit kuFacebook.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, man. Gracing you so much. In a mighty way, you and I, the best of friends. And, of course, I'm talking to Professor Buyiso Ndezi. And we are talking about good services, what they should be like. And I am looking at John 21, verses 16. It says, he said to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Rabbi, you know that I love you. And he said to him, tend my sheep. Each and every time our services should demonstrate the love of the Father. Each and every time our services should demonstrate the love of the Father, not the Christian organization that we are from. Hey, Professor, it should not be a Christian organization that I am from. Because sometimes yes, Professor.
Yes, I was saying at the end of the day, we end up preaching ourselves. We preach our organizations, we preach our statuses, we preach who we are. Because we call people to us, we don't call them to the kingdom. And the verse that you just quoted is very beautiful. It says, if you love me, tend my sheep.
Tend my sheep.
It must be understood. It is his sheep, not your sheep. We are just a custodian, you are just a person put
a
in
vessel.
That position to do something for him, not ours. So we end up calling people our people, the people of God. These are my people, this is my church, this is my congregation, which is something that I believe we need to correct as the leaders and as the servants of God.
Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. What does it mean to render good services as a believer? What does it mean? I mean, if we know, we will be able to teach the world. We will be able to teach our country. As to what does it mean to render good services? Much of the times, I think, with the manner in which the notion of service is taken, it shows that we have off-ramped long ago from the notion of a good service. We have left long ago, and we need to correct that. What is meant by the very aspect and issue of good services? Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And how do we continue to serve quite properly? Much of the times it looks like perhaps maybe we don't serve in the way that we are supposed to, and this becomes a problem. How do we serve in the manner in which we are supposed to serve? Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of it, the very notion and issue of services, rendering good services. What does it mean? All right. And of course, also, you can send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. Drop us a voice note also there. And let's hear what you say on this issue. Like I said, we have people that we are featuring also on the show. And, of course, I trust that you will enjoy comments there. I see Robert Mahamba has already done that. I really am appreciative of that. Let me start with my sister and friend, Sipati Tabudi. And let's hear what Sipati says. Hey, Sipati, greetings to you. When we speak of good services, what do we mean? And this question comes quite handy to you, Sipati. You know, you deal with people who are in the service industry. Let's hear what you say.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. Good evening to your listeners. And thank you so much once again for the opportunity to contribute to today's topic, good services of believers. Wow. So when I think of the word services, I cannot help but think of Christ himself as a great example when it comes to serving. He teaches us that we ought to serve not from selfish gain, but that the foundation of service should be love. So when you read in Galatians 5 verse 13, it says that through love you should serve one another. So service as a child of God or as a believer, I believe that everything that we do ought to bring glory to God. And when you read in Colossians 3 verse 23, it says that whatever we do, we should work at it with all our hearts, as working for the Lord and not for human masters.
Yes.
Amen. So what are good services, basically? As a child of God, the first thing is the responsibility of spreading the gospel. In Matthew 28, he says that we should go and make disciples of all nations. And also 2 Timothy verse 4 reminds us that we ought to do that in season and out of season. Whether we feel like it or we don't, it remains our responsibility. And another service, which is a good service as a child of God, is being able to help those that are in need. Right? James 1 verse 27 talks about what God accepts as pure and faultless. It says that, let me just read it as it is. It says, religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress. In our communities, in our churches, we are surrounded by orphans, we are surrounded by widows. And the Word of God expects us to be able to serve those that are in need. And in doing so, we are actually offering service to Christ. You know, I think Matthew 25 supports that statement. And 1 John also reminds us, 1 John 3, when you read in 1 John 3:17, it says, if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart, how does God's love abide in that person? So love, as I stated earlier, is the foundation. So love prompts us to offer a helping hand. Love cannot allow you to look the other way when someone is in need. So when we talk about good services, I cannot help but think of, you know, loving and serving others, extending acts of kindness and charity, hospitality and encouragement. So I want to dwell a bit on encouragement. In the times that we are living in, we are surrounded by people that are going through a lot, be it mental illness, be it issues of depression. I could go on, and these people are screaming out loud for help, and it is our responsibility as people who are imitating Christ and are followers of Christ to be able to offer that helping hand, be it just an ear to listen and offer encouragement. And lifting each other up in prayer is very important, you know. And another act of service is being able to use our spiritual gifts, our skills, and our talents to be able to serve one another. In my line of work, you know, I'm fortunate enough to have been given the kind of work that allows me and the people that I work with to offer services to the less privileged. Oftentimes we think that good services of believers is something you only do in church, but it goes beyond that, you know. It goes into the workplace, it goes into society, and it goes into communities, because that is the opportunity we get to be able to showcase the love of God so that we can attract people into the kingdom of God. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Sipati. You know, thank you so much. And I know that it fits in well in your line of work, and also in your profession. Thank you very much. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue, the very aspect and notion of good services, what these are even all about. we are touching base on that. I trust that the Father will do you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, let's listen also to Malita T after this.
Hlala ulalele umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla. Thola i-app yethu ku-App Store noma ku-Play Store. Futhi ungavakashela uradiopulpit.co.za.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Tati Mutoso, thank you so much, my sister. Thank you for gracing us. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. What do you say about this? Good services.
Good evening. My name is Maletsatsi.
Hey.
And today's topic will be the good services of believers and what they are. When we speak of good services, we're not just referring to acts of kindness or charity. We talk about a lifestyle or service rooted in faith, humility, and obedience to God. These services are the outward expression of an inward conviction. A believer's responses to grace. I have listed about five services. The first one would be service to God. The first and highest form of services is to God Himself. This includes worship, prayer, fasting, and living in alignment with His word. It's not just about rituals. It's about relationship.
Mm.
A believer's service to God is marked by reverence, consistency, and surrender. The second one would be service to others. The second is a service to fellow human beings. Scripture reminds us, whatever you did for one of the least of the brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me.
Mm.
You find the script in Matthew 25, verse 14. Whether it's feeding the hungry, comforting the grieving, or advocating for justice, believers are called to be the hands and feet of Christ in a broken world.
Mm.
The third one will be service in the church and community. Believers also serve within their spiritual communities by teaching, mentoring, cleaning, organizing, and supporting leadership.
Mm.
These roles may seem small, but they build the body of Christ.
Mm.
Every usher, every choir member, every volunteer contributes to the spiritual nourishment of others. The fourth one, service through vocation and daily life. Good service isn't limited to church walls. Believers serve through their professions, their families, and their daily interactions. A teacher who nurtures young minds, a nurse who cares with compassion, a parent who raises children in love. All these are sacred services when done unto the Lord. The last one, service through witness and encouragement. Lastly, believers serve by sharing the gospel and encouraging others in faith. A word of hope,
a prayer offered in private, a testimony shared at the right moment. These are powerful services that can change lives. Mm. In closing, the good services of believers are not just duties.
Mm.
They are privileges. They reflect the heart of Christ and bring light into dark places. May we all be inspired to serve with joy, integrity, and love. Thank you for listening, and may tonight's message stir something deep within you.
Wow. Thank you so much, Maleta T. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good and grace you so much in a mighty, mighty way. I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much. All right. I had wanted also to speak to Robert Mahamba on this very issue and to hear what he says about this. Many instances and times people talk about serving, serving, serving.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hey, Robert.
A very good evening to you all at Radio Pulpit, first from the host to the guests and all of us who are the fans of the Radio Pulpit. I greet you all as well this evening, and I am here to comment on the on this evening's topic. Yes, the good deeds of Christians to others, the good deeds, the good works of Christians, the charitable works of Christians to God's people everywhere. Yes, in the Bible we have many examples of people who did good works, charitable works. We have a woman who was called a Dorcas.
Mm.
Dorcas was a woman who were very useful in the society to help other women who were indigent with things that are needful or were needful for their body. So this woman was a very generous woman. And then her character symbolizes the character of Christ, because she was the woman who was so loving and so kind. And again, we have others like Cornelius. Cornelius was a Gentile, and being a Gentile, he was not a Jew. He was a Gentile according to the time of his era. Mm. He was classified with the Gentiles because he was not a Jew.
Mm.
But Cornelius was a man who had a good heart, who loved the people, even though he was a Roman, but then he loved people. And then God saw that the man had a good heart, and then that the man was always, his house was open to those who had nothing. And then many times Cornelius would do the charitable works or deeds to people who were very poor. So God saw that, and his works were commendable because he did them out of good heart.
Mm.
He did not do them because he wanted something in return. No, he did them out of good heart.
Mm.
And then again, we have a good Samaritan, a good Samaritan who had a good heart toward a man who was a casualty of criminals. Bible, when we read from the book of Luke chapter 10, from the verses, let me check here, but from one of the verses I saw them here. Okay, let me just talk about this guy, the Samaritan man. The Samaritan man, the story was a parable which was brought by Jesus Christ, saying there was a man who came from Jerusalem and he went down to Jericho. And then as he was traveling, this man, he fell into the hands of the thieves. And then the thieves caught him, they beat him, they robbed him, they strongly wounded him, and they left him half dead. And by chance, the following day, there came two people, the priest and a Levite. These two people, the priest, were working in the house. According to the Bible, it was the work of the priest to look after the wounded, the wounded, of course, the outcast, and the rest. But then by chance, there came a priest, and when he saw a man lying in a pool of blood, he did not do anything. He in fact, changed the way, and he went his way the other way. Later, the same day, came a Levite. A Levite was a worker in the temple of God, and then his duty was to help the priest. The Levite also came. Came also the Levite, and he saw the man who was laying down in a pool of blood, and he did not phone or call for an ambulance or call for an assistance to come and help the man who was struggling, who was fighting his life. They, both of them, they just left them, and yet they claimed purity. They claimed that they are people who were called for to help others, but then they saw a man in a pool of blood. They did not assist him. The man was at the verge of death, but they did not act. And then the story goes on to say, then later there came, the very same way, a Samaritan. The Samaritans, it was known that they were Samaritans. They had nothing to do with piety or sympathy or anything that was expected from them. But here we see this man, being a Samaritan, who was riding on his donkey or on his horse, going somewhere. He saw the man. He then decided to come down, to come off or down from his horseback. And then he could see that, no, the man was struggling. And then he climbed off. He took his wine he had and the oil to dress the wounds of the man. He tried to help the man. He used everything he had. And then after that, the man was now better. He took him and he laid him on his horse, on his beast. He took him to an inn. He paid the fare there to the innkeeper. He paid for the meals and that the man should be taken care of. And then he even made a vow to the innkeeper to say, look after this.
All right. I don't know what happened to your line, man. You just cut.
Man.
Yeah.
And if it be that when I come back, I see that there were some extra expenses, on my way back, I'll come and pay this. So this is a sign that Christians must act like the Samaritan man. We need to help everyone we see, whether the Christian or non-Christian, everyone who needs our help. We do not need to look for race, gender, ethnicity, creed, and all these things. When we help, we must just help everyone, regardless of who the one is, of which nationality, and whatsoever. We must just help anyone and everyone who needs our help. So that is the Christian service. Christians were called to serve, not to idle. We were called to serve, all of us, to help others, especially those who are in need. Even Paul in the book of Galatians, he says, if it is possible that we are to help, let's help everyone, but especially them of the house of God, especially. But we are to help. We are to help all. We need not to be selfish. We need to help others because we were called to serve. So in short, this is my comment tonight to share with the rest. Thank you very much. And if there will be time for me to comment further, I will still comment based on what the guests are talking about tonight in the studio. Thank you very much, Brother Ray. I'm with you all. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good. Robert Mahamba.
Tune in and be blessed. Radio Pulpit.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.